Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of Pope St. John Paul II. Now, we had a couple of meditations on themes from John Paul in July. Today, a totally different meditation, but one that I think is very relevant because no one escapes suffering. One time, after concelebrating Mass with the Holy Father in his private chapel, a priest from Michigan had a brief opportunity to meet the Pope. Now, that priest had a broken leg and stood on crutches as John Paul approached him in the receiving line. And he said to the Pope with a twinge of humor and self-pity, "I broke my leg. Can I please have your blessing?" And John Paul replied, "Don't waste your suffering." And then the Holy Father raised his hand, blessed the priest, and then with an open palm, thumped him on his head. But, you know, honestly, I need John Paul to thump me on my head because I too often waste my suffering. Our prayer and our suffering are the most powerful means at our disposal to help our loved ones that are away from God to begin to desire Him and grow nearer. But how often do I waste my suffering by complaining, by being consumed with how to get rid of them? Obviously, we should try to get rid of our suffering, but most of the time, you can't do anything about it. So we waste all that mental effort and energy when really the most powerful thing we could do is accept what we can't change, offer it up to Jesus, and offer it for specific loved ones who have not yet encountered the love of God. So I too need to be thumped on the head by John Paul. How about you? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Really, what John Paul was doing was inviting that priest with the broken leg to offer it up. But what does it really mean to offer it up? Well, the Bible speaks about this. St. Paul, in Colossians chapter 1, verse 24, writes, I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I complete what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church. Now, what St. Paul is trying to explain to us is that Jesus did not die so that we would never have to suffer. Rather, Jesus suffered and died to give infinite value to our suffering. What that means is when you unite your suffering to that of Jesus, whether it's bloody martyrdom or unemployment or a rebellious child or an alcoholic spouse or something as simple as a toothache or the flu. Once you unite that to the suffering of Jesus, it takes on infinite value, and then Jesus uses your suffering to bring grace and good to the people that you've offered it for. You can leverage all of the redemptive suffering of Christ by just uniting yours to his and bring all of that power to bear on your loved ones. Now that's giving them a good thump on the head, isn't it? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. John Paul II wrote a letter on the Christian meaning of human suffering entitled Salvifici Doloris. It is one of the most powerful, beautiful expressions of the value of suffering. It's very readable. I encourage everyone to read it. You can just go to vatican.va, just put in Christian meaning of human suffering, John Paul, it'll pull it up. You can click on it. Meditate on this, because every one of us is, will be, at some time have to go through suffering, but we don't want to waste it. And in this letter, John Paul explained how we can share in the suffering of Christ, because Jesus opened his suffering to all of us. John Paul writes, "The weaknesses of all human sufferings are capable of being infused with the same power of God manifested in Christ's cross. In him, God has confirmed his desire to act especially through suffering. Christ achieved the redemption completely and to the very limits, but at the same time, he did not bring it to a close. Every form of suffering, given fresh life by the power of this cross, should become no longer the weakness of man, but the power of God." Your suffering, whatever it is, can become the power of God to bring about the conversion of souls, especially your loved ones, if you will simply accept them and offer them up. Or you can just waste them. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. John Paul wants each of us to know that when we suffer, we are not simply victims of evil. In fact, we are invited to be the most powerful agents of change. John Paul wrote, "To meet with suffering, that is a specific type of harvest." And then he reminded the sick that they are not merely to be taken care of, but that they too can care for others through their suffering. He writes, "You can do very much by your prayer and your sacrifice and your suffering. You can obtain much from Jesus for those who may not need physical help, but who often are in terrible need of spiritual help. Your role is not merely passive." That's really powerful. That you might think, I'm incapacitated, I can't go out, I can't go speak with people, I can't do this corporal work of mercy. But what really is happening is that millions and maybe billions of people are in danger of losing their eternal salvation. But if we would accept our suffering and offer it up for their conversion, that's the most powerful force, and that's real. But we can't see it, so we don't think it's real. We don't see the impact, so we don't think about it. This is why John Paul writes the letter. And through the example of Christ, we learn that not only should a person do good to those who suffer, but we can also do good by our suffering. He writes, "In this double aspect, Jesus completely revealed the meaning of suffering. When one understands the value of the cross and overcomes the sense that suffering is useless, then the fruits of peace and joy are experienced. The discovery of the saving meaning of suffering in union with Christ transforms all depressing feeling about suffering." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
By God's grace, our suffering can be transformed into an irreplaceable service for souls, so that it's no longer wasted. John Paul said, prayer joined to sacrifice, to suffering, constitutes the most powerful force in human history. I'm reminded of that haunting scene from Schindler's List toward the end of the movie, where a Jewish man hands Schindler a ring with the inscription from the Talmud, "Whoever saves one life saves the entire world." Reading this, Schindler breaks down weeping, and he sobs, "I could have got more out. I threw away so much money. I could have used it to save more people. You have no idea of what I've wasted. I didn't do enough. I could have sold this car, this gold pin. It would have given me one more person. But I didn't do it." We don't want to be Schindler at the end. So let's make the resolution never to waste our suffering, but to accept what we cannot change and to unite it to the suffering of Jesus for the salvation of souls. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So what did that meditation make you think about?
It made me think about Lourdes. Because we are going to Lourdes.
Mm-hmm.
And in preparation, I've been going back over all of the apparitions of Mary to Bernadette and asking, what was the main message?
Yeah.
Do you know what the main message of Lourdes is?
No.
It's really surprising.
I think we can get so focused on, Lourdes means healing water.
Exactly.
And it's just the miracle of healing.
Exactly. Which is true, but it wasn't the message.
Yeah, and I think often I about everything, I just don't ask what the message is.
Yeah. The message, so at one point, so there were 18 apparitions, and at one point, Mary said to Bernadette very strongly, three times, penance, penance, penance. And this is very significant. If you connect it with the vision, the third part of the secret of Fatima and the apocalyptic vision.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, this might surprise you, but Our Lady of Lourdes and Our Lady of Fatima, it's the same
still
woman.
Still Our Lady.
And she didn't forget what she said at Lourdes. So she gives this vision to the three children of Fatima. And the vision is an angel with a flaming sword ready to strike the world.
Hmm.
But the Mother of God intervenes, stops the angel. The angel looks down to us and says, points his finger and he says, penance, penance, penance.
Mm.
So if we draw these two together, the message is this. The world has turned away from God and is headed toward self-destruction. The solution is if the world turns back to God. But most people won't, unless a certain number of us do penance, 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 which gains the grace of conversion for the others. So why does, what is Lourdes about? It's about suffering. And a few people, not many, get a miraculous healing.
Mm-hmm.
But all of them get the chance to help bring about the world's conversion through their suffering. That's what I was thinking about.
Which is still about healing. Just a very different kind of healing.
Explain that. Because you're right.
I think we focus so much on, and I mean, obviously we're sort of preoccupied by our bodies because we occupy our bodies, but we focus so much more on physical suffering than on spiritual suffering.
Yes.
And I think about that last point about Schindler I would have sacrificed more because these lives were just so much more important. And I think that is, I mean, like you said, it's exactly how we'll feel once the game is finished and you're looking back and you're like, we could have pushed so much harder.
Well, and really it's just, I could have complained less and mm-hmm. just accepted more. And you don't have to like it. So let's take a relevant example. You have rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, there's no cure for it.
Mm-hmm.
You manage it, but it still brings suffering. I mean, even just think of having to spend all afternoon with an infusion.
I think it's a pretty good time. You should meet Paul.
You make the best of it, but it's still a suffering. Even just simply to offer that up, which is a big thing. But we can so easily pass over it. So basically what I'm saying is this. Our Lord is not asking us to do any more.
Mm-hmm.
He's simply asking us to accept what's already there and offer it up, because that has the most power. Sorry for the monologue.
It was hardly a monologue. Thank you.
Well, let's not waste our suffering. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.